Blog Talk Radio.
This is Patrick Fischler. I've appeared on TV shows such as Mad Men, Lost, and Weeds. I actually have a real career. So what the heck am I doing on Mr. Media Radio with Bob Andelman? Somebody get my agent on the phone right now!
So much media, so little time. Who keeps track of it all? That would be me. This is Bob Andelman, and this is a Mr. Media interview. You know, Mr. Media, mrmedia.com. Brought to you today on iPhones, Android, Palm, and BlackBerry by the Stitcher app for mobile devices. And also brought to you by thepartyauthority.us. Planning a wedding, mitzvah, or corporate event? For any and all occasions, call the Party Authority nationwide at 1-800-DIAL-DJS. That's 1-800-342-5357, where one call does it all. So where was I before the commercial? Oh, yeah. Mr. Media is recorded live from the new media capital of the world and hometown of not one, but two public radio stations, WMNF and WUSF, Tampa Bay, Florida. Now, self-help books are okay if you don't mind being seen reading them on planes, trains, and automobiles. Personally, I think some of them shout, "Loser!" And now that I've probably turned off half of our audience, I'll continue. Rob Sachs takes a different approach to teaching you something you don't already know or understand. On his National Public Radio podcast, What Would Rob Do?, now in his fifth year, Sachs tackles the big challenges of the day, such as, what would you do if you clogged the toilet at a friend's house? Oh, the horrors of that one. Hopefully a little later in the show, we'll have a little video from one of Rob's podcasts, and we'll show you how he learned to eat hot peppers. Now, his podcast is such a success that Rob Sachs did what anyone would do. He wrote a book. Just out in bookstores everywhere, of course, What Would Rob Do? Rob, welcome to Mr. Media.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. My pleasure. I love that you've taken a podcast and made a book out of it. Maybe there's hope for all of us schleppers out here.
Yeah, well, you know, I thought with the podcast, you know, the ideal length for a podcast, I was kind of figuring out 10 minutes, and it was a good length for getting in a lot of expert opinions and chit-chatting, but I felt like a lot of my own personal stories and my background showing people why I was such an expert in embarrassing, awkward situations was being left out. So I felt like the book was a good venue to fill in all those areas and really, really show people and demonstrate how I am and definitely know what it's like to be, you know, caught in the middle seat of an airplane or have a horrible zit and you don't know what to do. I wanted to demonstrate my life history a little bit more fully, so that's what the book enabled me to do.
Is the book an adaptation of material in the podcast, or is it additional material?
It's an adaptation, so a lot of the expert advice I got, and when I use the word expert, I use that kind of loosely. For instance, I talked to Fabio about what to do if you're underdressed for a party. His advice was, just be comfortable, you know, whatever. You wear what you like, you're happy. So I put in his advice and some other expert advice, but I also augmented it with a lot of my own personal history and stuff that I wasn't able to fit into the podcast. So a lot of the maybe advice and the experts you'll see are people from the podcast, but then again, I offer a lot more than just what you heard.
Well, yeah, I noticed that. And for our viewers, I'm holding up. You'll see a slide, I'm sure, of Rob's book, but there it is, What Would Rob Do? What we pick up in the book is definitely a little more personally insightful from you. I think we get a little insight into your life, into your marriage, growing up. Your mom, you mentioned the zit. We learned that your mom had a secret bag in the closet with all kinds of creams and makeup for just that situation.
Yeah, you know, I had totally been afraid of what to do when you get a zit. And, of course, I like probably most everyone else, got it on, like, the biggest day of my life. It was right before my bar mitzvah. I totally broke out and had craters, and I didn't know what to do. And my mom led me to the bathroom, and I was like, what are we doing here? And then all of a sudden, this little bag of goodies, all this clear up and cream and stuff, I don't even know. But it was all this makeup, which I had, of course, been afraid to even look at, but ever since then, I've had my secret stash of cover-up that I'm not afraid to dab on whenever I get a blemish, and I still, to this day, sometimes, you know, even now I'm in my 30s, I still get a zit every now and then, and I'm not quite at the point where I'm okay going into a store and buying it, so I have my wife buy it for me, but it's still, you know, there's nothing non-manly about using a little cover-up, I've decided. It's cooler to cover up.
Well, now, I mentioned that we learned a little bit about you. That's an example of something we learned about you. We also learned something about your older brother when it comes to getting out of traffic tickets. And I was kind of curious to know how he felt about being used as an example in the book.
Well, so a lot of this, you know, we're talking about it being kind of a twist on the self-help guide kind of thing. And I always kind of figured, like, this would be the book that I would write for my younger brother, though I don't have a younger brother. I'm the youngest. So a lot of the advice and wisdom I got from my dad and my older brother. And, you know, so in this instance, you know, I called him up for the podcast, and he was totally okay with me using his stories and stuff. But I also made sure that everyone in my family read the book before it was published, and I got them all to sign off and say, it's okay, you can use family stories and Zach's family history about us. Because the point of the book was really to show everybody that, hey, we all make mistakes, we all are in embarrassing situations, but if you know a few things, maybe there's a little bit of easier way to get out of them. So it wasn't to make fun of my brother. If anything, I think I make fun of myself more than anyone, so he was okay with it. And in that specific instance, his advice was to start crying your face out and start bawling. And hopefully the police officer will take pity on you. And I've found that being extremely remorseful sometimes is helpful. But he's particularly good at being able to cry on cue. So I have to work on that. I mean, my brother actually, he likes to drive a lot faster than I do. So maybe he has a lot more experience than I do in that.
Well, yeah, that was a pretty interesting thing. I'm not sure how my brother. Now I'm the older brother. I'm not sure how my younger brother would feel if I put in a book that he found that crying got him out of parking tickets or frankly anything else. I think the only thing that might be worse than that is if you revealed that he got out of arguments with his wife by crying. That would probably be. I'm not suggesting,
well,
by the way.
Fortunately, he's still
saying,
a bachelor. So
that would be
still,
an example
still,
too far.
Yeah, no, he signed off on all of that. I mean, one of the other great tips he gave me was for one story on what to do when you're underdressed, that Fabio story, he augmented Fabio's advice by telling me that sometimes he will borrow a sports coat or a tie from the wait staff if he finds himself at a fancy event and isn't properly attired. So that was something I didn't even know, and I was grateful for the advice. It was pretty smart thinking on his part.
Do you consider yourself, I don't know, kind of a daredevil for some of these, or a researcher, or a little of both at times?
Yeah, so some of these, I had my own stories, and maybe I was thinking, okay, I have a sense of how to do this, but, you know, I'm going to call up someone. For instance, I had a story on stains on your shirt, and I always heard, oh, well, use this, not that. And then I called up a dry cleaning expert and tried to get the real scoop on what to do. But for other ones, like how to handle getting a massage, I thought, well, you know what? I should really just dive in and get a new massage and ask the questions as I'm getting a massage. So I have a video of myself actually going through and asking the awkward questions that may come up during a massage. Or, I've had other ones where I think, hey, it might be fun to actually participate in that. And I think, you know, the video that you have, this hot pepper ones I have, I thought, okay, it's one thing to talk about how to try to quell the fire of a hot pepper, but it's another thing to actually try out all the solutions and see what works best. So it's a little bit of both.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to play a little bit of that hot pepper video. So this is Bob Andelman, and you are listening to the Mr. Media Radio interview with NPR podcaster and author Rob Sachs, whose new book is What Would Rob Do? And we'll be right back.
I'm Mark Sanchez with a message for women. This is the actual sound of my heartbeat. I'm sharing my heart to let you know that the symptoms of women's heart attacks can be different from men's. Please learn more. All it takes is a few minutes of your time in return for years of healthy life. That's a deal even my agent couldn't negotiate. Cover your heart. Learn more. CBS Cares.
The new free CBS Radio app streams your favorite CBS radio stations, as well as all your favorite AOL and Yahoo Music stations, directly to your iPhone, iPod Touch, and BlackBerry Bold. With 30 genres of professionally programmed stations at your fingertips, you can hear whatever you want, whenever you want. Stations like K-Rock, 1010 Winds, WFAN, AMP, and over 600 others. Now you can easily take your favorite stations with you on the go. The CBS Radio app is everything you wanted from streaming radio and a whole lot more. Go to cbsradio.com/mobile to download your app today.
What's all the buzz on chataboutit.com? Tips to live a greener life on Living Green Radio with Dave Egbert.
He can basically flood his garden with rainwater that comes off the street by simply making a cut in the curb and then creating a little berm to help guide the water into his garden so it can water his fir trees during the summer. There's a true suburban homesteader, someone who's using free material.
Living Green Radio, Saturdays from 9 to 11 a.m. on your computer at chataboutit.com.
This is Bob Andelman, and you are listening to the Mr. Media Radio interview with NPR podcaster and author Rob Sachs, whose new book is What Would Rob Do? Rob, I imagine you have some favorites from the podcast and the book that maybe we haven't already touched on.
Definitely. One of my favorite ones that this was, I did something in the book, which was how to not have annoying kids music. And one of the things I'm in my other world, I'm a director for NPR. And so I listen to music all the time. I book musical acts for a show I work on called Tell Me More. And I really am into music. So I thought it would be great to figure out a way to get my daughter, she's 2 years old, into really good music. And so I called up Gavin Rossdale, who's married to Gwen Stefani, but he also is a musician in his own right. And also, right. He told me all about these great things. And I talked to Rick Springfield, who did a CD on lullabies, and he gave me great advice, too. So that was a lot of fun talking to those guys.
You may not approve then. My daughter, the first song my daughter heard after she was born and first time I had her in the car alone was AC/DC, Highway to Hell. Was that a mistake?
No, not at all. I mean, Rossdale himself, because he has some racy songs, and I said to him, well, do you ever censor your songs for your kids? And he says, no, I don't believe in censorship, and I find a way to explain it. And then when I talked to Rick Springfield, he was like, I said, well, would you ever maybe change around some lyrics of your songs, maybe like Jessie's Girl and make it a lullaby version? He's like, oh, well, that's a really interesting idea, but now that you said it, I think I'm definitely not going to do it. So he was done, you know, kind of got shot down by Rick Springfield, which was cool in itself. But I think that it's cool to expose kids to all types of music so that they have the experience of AC/DC and not just Rafi or, you know, Barney or whatever. But unfortunately, I'm finding that when I'm in the car, my daughter, you know, she's only two, she's like, where's my music? I want my music. She can already distinguish between her music and daddy's music. And I'm trying to blur that line a little bit. So I'm thinking one thing that's been working is a good crossover is Bob Marley. She's been into reggae because it seems like reggae has a nice kind of beat and melody. So how is your daughter reacting to AC/DC? Did that go over well?
Well, it's fine. She's almost 14 now, and she's very proud of the fact that was her first music, and that dad always was trying to slip, you know, some stronger rock into her repertoire over the years. Let me ask you, is there anything in your past that would have predicted this, you know, what would Rob do approach to life? I mean, were you voted, you know, most likely to go to a nude beach in high school, anything like that?
Definitely. Well, I was definitely the class clown in high school. And I think I realized early on, I had an experience where I think I must have been in seventh or eighth grade, and I completely tripped down and fell down a whole flight of steps in front of my whole gym class. And I was completely embarrassed, and my face was flush, and I was waiting to get laughed at by everybody. But instead, I thought something popped in my mind, and I just popped up, and I said, ta-da, and everybody laughed and clapped. And it was like at that moment, there was like a light bulb that went off. So, hey, you know, if I took this approach to embarrassing things and own it and try to make light of it, then everything seems to be funnier, and I don't get so hung up about things. And I think, you know, I've tried to take that approach with things, just realize that embarrassing things like being called up on stage for a karaoke night are going to happen. And you can either be really, feel awkward about it and make everyone else feel awkward, or you can just kind of embrace it. And it's this embracing approach that I really enjoy doing, and hopefully I've been passed that on through the book. But that's not to say that everyone's going to be clapping at every point, but at least you'll go away with your head high is what I try to do, at least.
Well, and I wondered if you deliberately look for topics that challenge your comfort zone for the podcast.
Definitely. I mean, I had one where I thought about recently how to handle. I didn't want to get too much into bodily function stuff, but I figured we have to talk about this a little bit. So, you know, I talked about, well, what do you do, like, if you have, like, horrible flatulence or if you're a big snorer or something like that? And I talked to doctors, and one person who invented this special underwear that's supposed to kind of has, like, a filtration system in it that's supposed to mitigate odors. And so I definitely met a lot of people who have put a lot of thought into all these things that happen that are completely embarrassing, and how to go away with your head held high. So the one problem with this underwear is that the woman says that it only filters out the smell and not the sound. So I'm still on my quest to figure out a better system for that problem.
Well, and it was there was another bodily function issue, and I mentioned it in the introduction. You deal with what to do if you clog your friend's toilet. You know, that does happen to people.
Right. I was thinking about what would be the worst situation to be in, absolute worst, which is going to someone's party and clogging their toilet while you make a number two. And I was like, that has to be and that's actually happened to me. And I initially said, well, there's an easy solution, which is just to run out of the house and don't turn around. And that's unfortunately what I did when I was younger. I was like, I'm out of here. I can't deal with this. But, you know, I try to say, well, there's better ways of handling it. So I give a little bit of, plumbing 101 in that chapter. But I also talk about ways where you can interact with maybe your host and try to get them to help you out a little bit, and hopefully, you know, not be so embarrassed, but try at least to admit to your wrongdoing, but be okay with it. So I say leave a note by the hunter.
That's one of those things, boy. And that happens to a lot of people, and it's always, you know, very frightening to have to deal with something like that.
A lot of these situations, too, like I said, I mean, you can just run away from them, but I'm trying to say, hey, there might be a better solution, you know, than just running away. It's the fight or flight. Fight or flight, and I say fight on.
I'm trying to remember, there was a movie just a couple of years ago with Ben I'm drawing a blank. I apologize. Where that happened, it was Jennifer Aniston starred in the movie. It was a comedy. It was the guy who was in Meet the Fockers. I can't think of his name. And that happens to him when he's using his girlfriend's toilet. And I thought, wow, yeah, that's, you know, you need you need to handle that.
I also had a podcast on how to avoid chick flicks. So I didn't catch that movie.
I saw that. Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thanks for rubbing that in. So have there been topics that just didn't work for the show?
You know, there are. I have had, you know, with the with it being a podcast first, I have had some degree of interactivity, and I've always had people come up to me with ideas and say, "Oh, what about this? What about this?" And my brother used to, you know, always try and give me ideas. Like, well, you should do one where you should talk about what to do if you accidentally walked into the women's restroom, and how would you handle that situation? And so, well, I think I would just turn around and walk out. So there's the ones that don't work are ones that the solution is really too obvious. And the one, and where it's just, you know, it's a one kind of solution. I try to find things where you have to kind of learn maybe a new skill set, or you have to kind of mitigate a variety of scenarios to kind of come through and persevere. So what I try to find ones where maybe it's a little bit more involved than just avoiding the situation or, you know, leaving the scene of the crime, as it may be.
I actually had that experience. I had that experience of walking into the women's restroom, but it was worse than just walking in. It was my first night on a new job in college. I was working at a movie theater, and I had to go awfully bad, awfully, awfully bad. Number two, as you put it. And
and I have a two-year-old,
Tom. Didn't even realize.
Just go ahead.
What?
Oh, so what didn't you realize?
And it was my first day on the job. I hadn't even been in the restroom. I knew that there were two, obviously, side by side. Went in the wrong one, did what I had to do. There was no one in there, I guess, when I walked in. As I got up and came out, suddenly I'm trying to figure out why there's women in there. What kind of men's room is this? What kind of crazy college town thing is this?
Oh, no.
And I came out, and there's women coming in. I went, oh, my God. And by then it was, you know, it's like you said, you know, when you do something dumb or you fall down, all you can do is basically jump up, take a bow, and move on.
Right. Well, I had one time, and this actually didn't make the book, but I had one time where my friend told me in high school, he said, oh, we did this really cool, I guess it was, you call it graffiti, in one of the boys' bathroom. Like, I did this really cool picture. You got to check it out. It's really funny. And so after class, I ran in, I burst open the stall door, and my history teacher was sitting there with his pants around his ankles. And I'm like, oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, God.
I'm so sorry. And he's like, can I help you? I was like, I'll see you in class. Bye. That was the worst.
Oh, my God.
That was the
worst.
Oh,
my God.
So,
that
yeah.
That would be bad. Now, I want to tell people that if you're wondering what happened to the Hot Peppers video, we had a little technical issue. So I want to tell you, you can go to Rob's website, which is whatwouldrobdo.com, and you can see it there. I believe it's probably up on YouTube as well. Let everybody know that you can subscribe to Rob Sack's NPR, National Public Radio podcast, What Would Rob Do? I think we've said that enough times. Don't you think? What Would Rob Do? If you don't remember it by now, you never will. You can subscribe from his website, or correct me if I'm wrong, Rob, you can subscribe to it from iTunes as well. Is that right?
You can subscribe to it from iTunes. I'm actually doing a kind of a new version of the podcast now, too. My NPR version is kind of doing its own thing, and then I'm going to be doing the What Would Rob Do just kind of on my own. So that's something you should look for on iTunes, definitely.
You're such a rebel. and of course, you can follow Rob Sacks, and that's SACHS, Rob Sacks, on Facebook or on Twitter, and you can order his new book, again, What Would Rob Do? And I'll hold it up here one more time. It's at great bookstores everywhere. You can see it, right? Or order it on MrMedia.com. And, Rob, a lot of fun talking to you. I've enjoyed the book, and thanks so much for joining us on Mr. Media today.
Well, it's been great talking to you, and thanks for having me on.
My pleasure. Good luck with everything.
All right. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye. And, folks, for more original interviews with your favorite podcasters and authors, you can surf over to our main website, MrMedia.com, MrMedia.com. And you can now hear Mr. Media while you're on the go with Stitcher Radio. Stitcher is a free news and talk mobile application. The latest episode of Mr. Media is always available for you there. No syncing needed and no memory wasted. It's available for your iPhone, your Palm Pre, Android phones, or your BlackBerry. Downloading is easy. Go to Stitcher.com or check out the App Store for your individual mobile phone. Subscribe to Mr. Media on iTunes and you'll never miss a show. Just search Mr. Media Interviews from within iTunes and subscribe for free. You can also listen with a piece of string and a tin can in many locations. If you've got an idea for a guest, email me directly at bob@andelman.com. And you can follow me on Facebook or on Twitter. It's twitter.com/andelman, or on Facebook, just search Mr. Media Interviews. Thanks so much for joining us today. I really appreciate you sharing a piece of your day with Mr. Media. Come back real soon. Thanks, everybody.
This is Chat About It, the future of Internet radio. Don't just listen to Internet radio shows on business, sports, or politics. Chat about it.
Hey, folks, this is Mark Maron from the podcast WTF. And really, why are you listening to Mr. Media Radio?